This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. With that said, friends, we got much to cover. Again, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have the death of HHS official Daniel Best, who pushed for lower pharmaceutical prices. It was ruled a suicide despite multiple blunt force injuries. Friends, they expect, the lying media expects you to believe what they report in times like this. It kind of reminds me of when people, you know, they say they don't believe what the media reports, but yet when you want to get polling results, you have to go to the media to find out what they're reporting. It's just ridiculous. You can't trust a word that these people say. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have an incestual Muslim congresswoman wants to lift ban on hijab in D.C. Capitol. Listen carefully, friends. Because now we're past the next stage, the stage of me telling you this is what's going to be coming. And we're in it right now. There's no question about it. We are under Leviticus 26, verse 15, and on Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, and on. We're now under the curses and the judgments without a shadow of a doubt. We now have foreigners that mean to usurp and to conquer the United States as we know it, which, by the way, are a part of the system, the establishment in which you complain about. They're now using these people to upend your Constitution. We first seen it with the Sodomites. Now we're seeing it with the Muslims. But again, if you'd like to check out this article, it's about Ilhan Omar. She wants to lift the ban on hijabs in D.C. Capitol. She is a congressman and a congresswoman that was allegedly voted in here in the state of Minnesota mysteriously. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I want to show you how ignorant the American people are. And this, by the way, is why you're in trouble today in this country. Broward County Election Supervisor Brenda Snipes resigns amid Florida voter fraud. And everybody's rejoicing about it. I want to say it again. Broward County Election Supervisor Brenda Snipes resigns amid Florida voter fraud. Whoa. Now, would that apply to you or me if we were committing the act of voter fraud? I mean, the Americans, I guess they're okay because they've been taught that false grace and that false mercy to just, oh, you know, nobody's perfect, man, you know. He was without sin, let him cast the first stone, Bradley. You know, he who lives in glass houses can't throw rocks, you know. I mean, after all, this is what we are told in the church, thou shall not judge. No, well, don't judge then, America, and look at the fruit of your lack of understanding concerning the scriptures. Judgment was set for a light to the people, Isaiah 51:4. not to throw it off. Isaiah 26:9 tells us, when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the earth will learn what? Righteousness. King David talked about, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. And if you don't want to listen to scripture, friends, then you can just go ahead and sleep in that bed that you've made, which is being turned into hell right now, because you're disregarding God's method of establishing righteousness and peace within the gate. She needs to be prosecuted, friends. She doesn't need a slap on the wrist. Remember, soft judges produce hardened criminals. And here you have it. Oh, as long as she resigns, everything's going to be okay. Do you think for one moment there's not someone standing right behind her? That the establishment that you're complaining about, those that are responsible for voter fraud, so they can keep putting their little pawns into position, friends, to continuously destroy your country? Do you think for one moment someone's not standing behind the likes of Brenda Snipes to take her place? And you know, the only message that's going to work to set the person straight that's behind Brenda Snipes not to commit voter fraud is the fact that the American people will not tolerate their crime. You need to send the message. A resignation is not good enough for anybody here, friends. Again, this all on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. You know, if you've never been over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, you need to take a couple minutes and do so. Because there's a brand new article, because many people right now are beginning to speculate, to question the narrative concerning the wildfires in California. The name of the article is Directed Energy Weapon. This seems far more plausible for California and wildfires than the official narrative. Here we have it again. You can't believe a thing that you're being told by the CIA-controlled media. Of course not. Folks, you need to watch these videos. It almost looks like something out of Star Trek from when I was a little kid. I didn't really like it, but I remember seeing these like laser lights that they would shoot at the enemy. Star Wars. They would shoot these laser lights at their enemies and they'd blow up their ships. They're called DEU lasers. Confirmed again. When you look at the destruction that these are causing, it's interesting to note that the only things that are decimated and destroyed are at, or what was at the end of the lasers that they were using, because these fires somehow or another are just destroying and cutting houses in half with no burn marks, and the trees around the houses aren't singed or burned in any sense of the word. But the homes are completely decimated. Check them out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, friends, it's not science fiction, it's science fact. Again, directed energy weapon, this seems far more plausible for California wildfires than the official narrative. This is all found on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, what we're going to get to in just a couple moments here is we're going to get over to Christians, question mark. What did they say about Jesus before they had crucified him? You need to learn the lesson. You need to learn the lesson, America, because the way that people take it today is completely backwards. For example, in Mark 14, verse 56, it says that for many bear false witness against him, against Christ, but their witness agreed not together. As a matter of fact, if you go over to the book of John, I believe it's chapter 9, people were talking about Jesus and they were saying, wait a second, some people believe that he deceiveth the people, and others believe that he's a good man. Well, if you understand Scripture and you discern Scripture in making reference to God's Torah, his moral law, it's not going to be difficult to know what is true and what is not true. Matter of fact, the first prerequisite to those that were following Christ was, you must know concerning the doctrine. The problem that we're having is so many professors in America today, because they don't know the Word of God, they take things opposite for what is the truth in so many different ways. We're going to talk about that in just a couple moments. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one another with one another. You can also jump over onto our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. You can go to our Facebook account, BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean. Have about 740,000 followers, about 700, and I believe 2,000 of those are active. And we appreciate that. You can also jump over to our Sons of Liberty Radio or Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page. Forgive me. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, double E. Just posted some brand new videos last week. We got some more coming up at the end of this week. And again, there's over 200 videos posted to bring about the answers and what's the American people claim that they're looking for. So there you have it. We're giving you the biblical constitutional answers, which run, they're the two sciences that run one with another, the Bible and the Constitution. Read the end of the Constitution. The year of our Lord, is it 1787? Yep, there it is. Man, that's crazy how that works. You can also give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think not for ourselves. I'm sorry, where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. With that said, let's get to it, friends. Christians, question mark. Okay? Examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Read 2 Corinthians 13:4. Did you know, as a matter of fact, Scripture tells us to examine yourselves daily to see whether you be in the faith or not? It's interesting because, again, that's one of those things that just irks people in the professed church in America, where they're questioned, where they're by the preacher laid all to bear in his faithfulness, preaching the full gospel of God, law to grace. Galatians 3:24, whether you should examine yourself. When I preach the law of God, that's only there to show yourself in the mirror of God's moral law. Read Romans 3:20 when you get a moment. And people don't like being questioned. They want to be secure without being questioned. Wait a second. That's absolutely ridiculous. The Bible again says you're to examine yourself daily to see whether you be in the faith or no. Again, 2 Corinthians 13:4. Read it when you get a moment. With that said, what did they say about Jesus before they had him crucified? And let me say this. What is it that they said about Jesus to have him crucified? Okay? And what I want to do is I want you to learn the lesson, because when you read Mark 14, verse 56, the Bible says, "For many bear false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together." Okay? And we see this all the time. Now listen, if there's one thing that I have to deal with being in ministry over and over again since first hitting the straight and narrow, Matthew 7:14, it is in dealing with being accused of the opposite of what I'm guilty of, Isaiah 5:20. And who's doing the accusing? Those that mean to put darkness for light and light for darkness and sweet for bitter and bitter for sweet. You get the point, right? And it's also interesting to note the things that I'm guilty of, I'm not guilty of. The things that they accuse me of. Let me say it this way. It is in dealing with being accused of the opposite of what I'm guilty of. And the things that I'm guilty of, that is bringing forth the truth, no one dares address, for that then exposes them for what they are guilty of. Okay? You know, the other side we're being told about, but this is true, especially in spiritual matters. They accuse you of what they themselves are guilty of. And many times they want their reproaches, what they're guilty of, they want to lay onto you. And I just want to let you know that I'm not the guy to roll over in the face of being accused of things that I'm not guilty of. I'll just simply bring my sword, Hebrews 4:12, the sword of the Spirit, also in Ephesians 6:12. But with that said, friends, I bring forth the sword to cut the head off the lie, okay? And that's what Scripture does. But again, I want you to listen to that. Since I've been in ministry, I have constantly been inundated with lies, with being accused of the opposite of what I'm guilty of. And the things that I am guilty of, they don't say a word about it. And usually what I'm guilty of is that bringing forth the truth that no one dares address, especially my accusers, for that then exposes them for what they are guilty of. In Matthew 5:11, it tells us, blessed are you of heaven when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Yes, I'm leading up to something. Just hold on. I'm teeing it up. Someone recently texted me, someone on Facebook posted this on my site. This is what they said. And then the question was laid to me, what say you, Bradley Dean? Okay? And then what said, and what was laid to my candor was, really, Bradley Dean? In other words, questioning my credibility. And what they did is, questioning my credibility, they laid out their rational wiki. No, friends, you can't make this up, okay? They took the immoral, the debased reprobates that have written on me, and they put question to one of my friends on Facebook saying, Bradley Dean, really? And their point of reference was Rational Wiki. Again, you can't make this up. So what I did, on top of just giving back my question to them, I also sent over, here is also Wikipedia's link as well for you to observe. And by the way, for those that didn't know, Wikipedia's founder, Jimmy Wales, personally came after me, okay? And it was funny because the retaliation in my defense, and I didn't even know about this, came from none other than Judith Reisman. And Judith Reisman used to work for the Department of Justice under that of Ronald Reagan. So I high-fived her and told her thank you very much. And what she did is she wrote an article called Who's Afraid of Bradley Dean? Hey, folks, the same people that are afraid of Jesus Christ, the same people that are afraid of the Word of God, the same people that walk in darkness and hate the light, okay? That's who's afraid of Bradley Dean. That's who's afraid of real Christianity and real Christians that are willing to bring the light that reproves the darkness, Ephesians 5. Now, when I was asked a question, and by the way, I'm giving you more ammo on the side of my opposition by throwing out their Wikipedia and the founder, Jimmy Wales, concerning the things that he has said about me. Okay? So just to show you I'm not afraid of it, no, I'm stacking it up. No, this guy said something about me too. Well, you know what? MSNBC had some things to say about me as well. And New York Times, man, they did a whole page and a half spread on me. And then we also have others like the Independents that are across the United States of America. And we had CNN come after me as well, friends. And all these other networks, they all came after me. Minneapolis Star and Tribune came after me. The Pioneer Press came after me. Okay? Did you read what they had to say about Bradley Dean? Because if you haven't, I want you to check it out. I want you to check it out. Because what I want you to know, friends, is there is a difference between just talking about what needs to be done and bringing it. Matter of fact, last night I watched a program, an A-plus program, on bringing back the Black Robe Regiment, who were the forerunners to bring us the freedoms in which we have today through their sacrifice over 242 years ago. And after I watched it, I looked at it and I thought, absolutely A-plus perfect. Now, the real question comes, when the rubber meets the road with this question, is where are those living epistles that are actually doing what you're talking about? Therein lies the problem. And I told my wife and my family, I said, man, I've been doing for 20 years what they're talking about. In honor of those that have gone before us in the faith of the way the Bible tells us that we're to follow in their steps. I've been doing that for 20 years, but I don't see it. I see everybody willing to talk about what needs to be done, but when it's time to do it, there's only like three people that I can tell you right now that are actually doing the stuff. Because there's a lot of people that are playing, friends, nothing more than the paper tiger, talking about the problems and trying to give you their circular reasoning as the resolve, in which, you know, and giving us direction as well as to what we need to do to make sure that our posterity has a future and a hope. Our posterity has a future and a hope. Our posterity has a future and a hope. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. And the problem is, friends, is you feel pretty isolated. You feel like the black sheep. You feel like there's something wrong when you can't find anybody else doing it. And when you go up into the hierarchy in the church, in the American church, might I add, you don't see it anywhere. And by the way, I want to tell you, Billy Graham was not the one that the American church should have emulated in any sense of the word, talking about how he set the temperature, because when he had the opportunity to go into administration after administration after administration, even up to Barack Hussein Obama, he didn't preach out against the sins of abortion and homosexuality. He didn't preach about these unconstitutional wars when he had the power to do so. Folks, therefore, that is a lack of Christianity. We are talking about Jesus Christ as being the standard, not fallen man in any sense of the word. Where are those flames of fire?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know how- USA Radio News.
Democratic Senators Richard Blumenthal, Sheldon Whitehouse, and Mazie Hirono filed a lawsuit Monday to block President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general. The senators argue that Whitaker's appointment is in violation of the Constitution. Tensions are high at the Mexican border town of Tijuana, where a group of residents clashed with migrants camped out by the U.S. border fence. This resident of Tijuana says there's a right way and a wrong way to come into the country.
It feels like they invaded, and that was not the correct way, but I know all of them are not like that.
Chris Watts, a Colorado man who pled guilty to killing his pregnant wife and their two daughters and unborn son, was sentenced to life in prison today. Watts did have a chance to address the court.
Mr. Watts, as I indicated when we began, you have the right to make a statement if you choose to. Would you like to make a statement?
No, sir.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bradley, did you just say Billy Graham? Yeah, I did. I wanted to set the record straight. Sam, I have a quote right over there. Can you grab that for me, please? It was something that I've written down from last night watching the Black Robe Regiment. And I'm talking about right now, friends, about how, you know, the question arises, where are the living epistles? You know, where are those to exhibit what our forefathers established? And I'm talking about the black-robed regiment right now. You know, and when I brought up Billy Graham, friends, people act like he was the standard of Christianity. And I want you to think about something. Billy Graham was in administration after administration, friends. Did he take the time to preach out against the sins of abortion, homosexuality, unconstitutional wars, and corruption within government when he had the opportunity to do so? You know, another thing, a big red flag goes up with that, friends. You might want to ask the question, why would Hollywood, the city that's responsible for corrupting not just America, but the globe, you know, they found within themselves to go ahead and honor Billy Graham. He's got his own star there in Hollywood. You know, doesn't the Bible say something about that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God? Yep. You know, you go to a Billy Graham meeting back in the 70s when I was just a little kid, friends. It was interesting to note how you seen all these Billy Graham stickers, but you didn't see anything to do with Jesus Christ on them. And I'm talking about the stickers they had pasted on the back of their cars. You know, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. Let's go back to the Black Regiment. to the pulpit, we owe the moral force which was our independence. They prepared themselves for the struggle and went into battle not as soldiers of fortune, but with the word of God in their hearts and trusting in Him. England sent her armies to compel submission, and the colonialists, friends, appealed to heaven. This all said by none other than John Wingnut Thornton, historian back in 1860. How contrary to what we're seeing today. Man, I'll tell you what, you look at the scriptures, you look from Genesis all the way to Revelations, friends, it was nothing but persecution, trials, and tribulations. Now it's just, oh no, everybody loves that preacher. Oh, everybody loves that guy over there. Man, he's got a great church. Man, he's got 8,000 members and 10,000 members. Yeah, I got a question for you. Where is the cross of Jesus Christ? Because that's not what they're preaching. By the way, that's why they have so many blind congregants, so many sheep being led astray. And yet it was Jesus himself that said, beware, be not deceived, over and over and over again. Now let's get back to this text that was sent to me. Because we're talking about, what did they say about Jesus before they crucified him? Well, the first thing that I noticed from the person questioning my credibility who wrote Bradley Dean, really? Well, just happened to be a lesbian. And there is a reason people refer to the Sodomites as being backwards. Read Romans 1:24 through 32. And apparently these people, along with them that give ear to them, fail to understand that in every state in our union, sodomy is a felony. They are called crimes against nature, and yet they put the Word of God into question, and they want other people to question the validity of the Word of God and the legitimacy of the Word of God? Well, there you have it. Folks, this is nothing short of the criminals calling the peace officers pigs. And it's nothing short of people calling Christians that are practicing what they preach the devil. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But again, this is what's to be expected, and this is the response when you are faithful, friends, to preach the whole gospel message. And the message is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. Now, after reading the first sentence from the link that was sent to me, I thought to myself that if you are that ignorant to believe these lies, then you're ignorant enough to believe anything. And no wonder why and how the CIA-controlled media, along with the mainstream media, is getting away with the propaganda that they push. Read Romans 1:19. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. They claim to be one thing, but they have not the Spirit. But let me make clear that I'm not here to justify myself first and foremost, nor am I attempting to safeguard my reputation so that it may appeal to the fallen propensities that men have, so that in the end that I may receive their approbations. I'm not interested in their approval. Okay, read Galatians 1, Mark 16, 15, Philippians 2, 7 through 9. What I'm doing here, friends, is merely pointing out to those that should scripturally know better the scriptural truth of the matter. Now, if you go to Matthew 10:25, it is enough for the disciple that he be as his master. Well, what's it like to be as his master? And this is Jesus talking. And the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? This is Jesus talking. Okay? One of the surest ways in identifying a real ministry is by the persecution that endures, friends. Okay? You know a man by the enemies in which he has. Back to the text in response to, what say you, Bradley? I responded with, well, what did they say about Jesus before they crucified him? Let me show you. Let me take the time to explain to them that do not take the time to read and know their Bibles as to what they should already know. 2 Timothy 2:5. Okay? And this is what the Bible says. And the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate, this being Jesus. And they began to accuse him, Jesus, who is tempted in all points, yet without sin, saying, we have found this fellow, that being Jesus, perverting the nation. Okay? Now, Jesus is calling out the Pharisees for their hypocrisies, Matthew 23. Okay? And when you read that, you have those that are perverting the nation accusing Jesus of perverting the nation. Okay? The next accusation that came about was, and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar. Okay, this is one of their favorites. The enemies of Christianity love to accuse them of not paying taxes. Okay? Nothing new under the sun. They said it about Jesus, saying that he himself is a king. And Pilate asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And he answered him and said, thou sayest it. Then said Pilate to the chief priest and to the people, I don't find any fault in this man. And the Bible tells us that the Pharisees that had Christ crucified, they were the more fierce, saying, he stirreth up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place. That's found in Luke 23:1-5. Let me ask you a question. Who was the more fierce in stirring up the people towards Christ for a lie that they could not prove? The Pharisees. The guilty party. Accusing the innocent, okay? Now the priests and elders and all the council sought false witnesses against Jesus to put him to death. See, they couldn't do it lawfully, and this is why they did it at night, by the way, and this is why they did it in the absence of the multitude, okay? Because they were afraid that the people knew better. And this is exactly, by the way, how the media operates today. They just want to set the narrative. They don't want to answer any questions. And this is exactly how corrupt politicians do what they do today as well. Okay? This is why they stay on the mainstream media's networks. Because they know that those are scripted questions. They're never going to go outside of scripted questions that may incriminate them, friends, in any sense of the word. Now, before I go to the next point, I want to bring up Billy Graham. We have Tim from South Carolina calling in. Please, I'm curious to know what you have to say. Welcome to the show, my friend from South Carolina.
Hi, brother. If people haven't read the issue on Billy Graham in a book by Ian Murray called Evangelicalism Undivided, they really need to take the time to read that because he was very significant in influencing not just American culture, but European culture. There were great preachers who opposed his, quote-unquote, crusades that he did in Europe. And a lot of people sort of shunned them for it. But Billy Graham was just, you know, basically taking what Charles Finney had did with the anxious bench, which had never been done in church history either, and, you know, formalizing it into this thing, to where people just have this one-time response, and all of a sudden they're in the kingdom or something.
Yep.
And that's problematic. And in fact, you know, I can't get anybody. I'm sure there probably are some people because the Word of God, you know, is not bound by. You know, God can take a crooked stick and strike a, you know, lick if He wants to, but He'd rather use the straight stick. He used Balaam, for instance, to bless Israel,
yep.
Even though he's a false prophet. But the fact of the matter is that you're exactly right. I mean, Billy Graham preached a, you know, for people who would not repent, who would not follow Christ, he preached a, quote-unquote, Christless eternity. There is no such thing as that. Hell is Christ, too. It's just him and his full judgment on sinners. And so when people hear that, they're like, oh, I want to, you know, sinners want to go to a Christless eternity. They don't want God there. And so, you know, it's a damaging thing. And, you know, people want to pick at that because they like the fact. And you can read even from Billy Graham's own words. He wished he'd have studied the scriptures more. That's what he said. If he had a choice to do it, because he didn't know the scriptures. And that's a huge problem in the church today. You hear it, especially in eschatology and other things. People quote scripture out of context. They don't know what the context is. They don't know what, you know, they'll quote John 3:16 as though, you know, Jesus is just giving himself for every single individual who's ever lived. And they don't have a clue as to what Christ came to accomplish, what he's doing even now. They think that it's a defeatist mentality that, well, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. And I'm like, guys, didn't you read 1 Corinthians 15? Jesus is king, man, and he's subduing all his enemies. He's going to do it to the end of time, and we get to be a part of that. So, yeah, I mean, that's part of the thing.
Tim,
is that
it's interesting because they call him the Pope, evangelical movement.
Pope.
Yep, they call him the ecumenical preacher, the oneness preacher, and he was
that's
doing
what he was.
It's exactly right. And he was hand in glove with the Pope and the Catholic Church, but people never took the time to know Scripture enough to detect just exactly what we're talking about right now concerning counterfeits. Thank you for your call, my friend. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Tim, you just called in from South Carolina, and you brought up Billy Graham, and you questioned, you know, the credibility of his ministry. And, you know, it's interesting how the world loved him. The world, the Bible tells us the world will love his own. And with that said, people didn't know that he was an ecumenical preacher, oneness. They called him the evangelical pope. But that's where you had to start taking the layers off of who Billy Graham was. And when you look at him, for those that didn't know, his favorite president just happened to be the most corrupt that we've ever had in the history of America, George Herschel Walker Bush. That was his favorite president. And it's also interesting to note that George Bush talked about in one of his documentaries about how him... he and Billy Graham used to go swimming bare naked. Now, folks, it gets a little weird, okay? But I can play the audio of him saying that if you so desire. But that's exactly verbatim what he says. And just aside of all that, you know, the birds of a feather flock together. Judge him by his fruit. I mean, people act like Billy Graham was the one that set the temperature for the church. And you know what? For the most part, he did. And that's why it's dead. And if you look at the followers of not Jesus Christ, but Billy Graham, you'll see them do the same thing. They're impotent. They do nothing. A good portion of them. Now, I've known other people that have come out of that movement that turned out to be good, but they carried in many ways the same spirit. They're just, you know, we have to do this protocol. We have to do this in a manner which is acceptable to the people in this country. It wasn't confrontational. It wasn't contending for the faith. It wasn't protesting sin. Protestant has meaning. I mean, the list goes on. And this is exactly the fruit of what we have seen from the likes of Billy Graham now that we're talking about him. But again, friends, keep in mind, Jesus Christ is the standard. Man is not the standard. Okay? Billy Graham is no more the standard than I am or anybody else. And I'm not even lumping myself into that lot. I'm just simply saying, friends, we follow the Christ. Paul, the Apostle Paul, the one that was responsible for writing 2/3 of the New Testament, said that, follow me as I follow Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. And he also talked about how he baptized none other, and then he began to name off the ones that he did to get people's perspective and their eyes fixed on the Christ, again, and not on himself. And we need to learn that lesson. And it's the very lesson, by the way, which I'm trying to share with people right now. But more than that, friends, I'm trying to show people what comes when you preach the cross of Jesus Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation. Jesus said that when you preach and you go out, he said, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. Okay? And that means the crucifixion of the cross. And you look in Scripture, there was constantly these tumults. These persecutions and these trials and tribulations that followed real Christianity. As a matter of fact, when you look in the book of Acts, everywhere they went, it seemed to happen. Okay? And it was great because they seen the power of God unto salvation through the process of the preaching of the cross of Jesus Christ, law to grace. Okay? And it again is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Also keep in mind that Jesus was a preacher of circumcision, preaching unto those that knew the law, because the Bible tells us in Romans 3 that unto them was given the oracles of God, God's moral law, the Torah. And then when you go to the New Testament, it's interesting that people, you know, especially in the church today that are ignorant of the Scriptures, they talk about the day of Pentecost, and we're a Pentecostal church, and then they try to separate law and grace. Well, the day of Pentecost, friends, was when God gave the moral law. You know, so you got to put two and two together, and I'll tell you what does that is studying and showing yourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let's go on here for the sake of time. We're talking about what did they say about Jesus before they crucified him. I received a text from an individual that I know, and he had asked me the question, what say you concerning what someone said in questioning my credibility? And they gave over to him as evidence that would be waged against Bradley Dean in my testimony from none other than Rashawiki. Okay? And it's like, okay, I mean, again, this is like the devil questioning Jesus, right? And calling Jesus names. And by the way, that's exactly what he had the Pharisees doing, the enemy of men's souls. So going on here, friends, let me go to the next one here, because I'm just showing you through Scripture what they did before and how they had him crucified and before they had him crucified. It tells us in John 11:45-48, then the Jews which came to Mary and had seen all the things which Jesus did. This is in John 11 where Jesus just blew Lazarus out of the grave after 4 days stinking, okay? It said that many believed on him, but some of them went their way to the Pharisees. They were a bunch of gossips. They wanted to tattle on Jesus. But some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told them the things which Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests and Pharisees in council, the religious hypocrites, and said, what do we do? I mean, hey, for this man doeth many miracles. If we let him alone, thus alone, all men will believe on him. We can't have that. Why? And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation. They were jealous of the Christ because they knew that he was the Son of the Most High God. Okay? But let me ask you a question. Who was afraid of having their place and nation taken away? It was the Pharisees. Matter of fact, in John 12, it tells us that they wanted to go see Jesus, but they didn't just go for Jesus' sake. They wanted to see Lazarus, who's blown out of the grave. They wanted to kill him, too, because he was the fruit of the power of the Holy Ghost. Dangerous business. But this is what they did. Jesus told his disciples, the world cannot hate you, but me it hated because I testify against it, that the works thereof are evil. That's in John 7:7. Hey folks, who was hated for telling the truth and pointing out sin? Christians were. Real Christians were. But you have people that call themselves Christians today questioning Christianity in action. Laying the question to those that are practicing the word and seeing the sparks fly per se, and laying to my candor questions coming from a lesbian or from Rasha Wiki. I mean, whoa. Jesus said in John 15:18-23, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Are you hated by the world, Christians? And if not, let me ask you the question, why? If you were of the world would love its own. There's your answer. But because you're not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. Now, by the way, I want to say this and insert this thought. I'm not telling you to go out there and get people mad at you for unrighteousness. No, we're persecuted and we're hated for righteousness, okay? Not to just go out there and stir people up with the arm of the flesh. No, that's not what I'm talking about at all. We're persecuted for righteousness' sake. We're being called into question for holding to the word of Christ here. Going on, remember the word that I said unto you, Jesus, to his apostles, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they did not have sin. But now that they have no cloak for their sin, covering, he said, he that hateth me hateth my Father also. I hope this explains to the biblically illiterate the answers that you're looking for. Jesus told his disciples that they were going to be hated because they were not of this world. And again, look at what Jesus told them that followed him, what they were to expect for being Christians. I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents. Whoa, I mean, the list goes on. He said, you may be killed for my name's sake. You're going to be ostracized and kicked out of the church. The list goes on. I want to end this with what Catherine Booth, the wife of William Booth, rightly said. And she's exactly spot on. The best way to gauge an effective Christian ministry is to gauge it by the enemies of righteousness that refutes and stands against. In this spiritual warfare and establishing his kingdom, come and his will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, right? Catherine Booth said, on the lack of opposition and persecution, she said, it's a bad sign. She said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of the day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure that there's something wrong. The world is not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so their lives were a reproof to all godliness, friends, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that has altered, not the world. Folks, what did they say about Jesus before they crucified him? They lied about him. They continuously lied about him. Even when the truth was out there in the faces of those people that said, let his blood be upon us. Well, guess what, friends? It was 40 years later.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.